I get why people were doing freckles. It's because, like, it just makes your makeup overall, I think, look more natural.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, I see through that, James Charles. It's like the biggest eye ever, like the most perfect skin, and then just like,
yes,
lots of freckles. I'm like, mm. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to A Little About A Lot.
This is a podcast run by myself, Becky, and
Kelsey.
And we just chat about a lot of different things, what's going on in our lives, what we find interesting at the moment.
Yeah, and we do have a fun topic today. It is beauty, which honestly, I feel like as somebody who's not really into beauty, that's something I would automatically like not even click on. But I'm just going to say now, I think it's going to be a good episode because we are two like non-beauty guru girls. So yeah, that's why it's interesting, because it's relatable to a lot of us that like aren't obsessed with beauty.
We're going to be honest about things too.
Mm-hmm. So don't let that scare you away, because I know I don't usually watch beauty content or listen to beauty content, but this is like the non-beauty beauty content.
Got it? So before we get into that, how was your week?
My week, like, we were actually just watching the vlog from last week, and it felt like so long ago because we were in LA with Gabby Hanna doing a room in her place and doing some DIYs for her. And yeah, that felt so long ago because we just like locked ourselves into her house and then did some DIYs.
Yeah. I actually just read on here global news, and that feels like an eternity ago because that was even before the LA trip, but this was all last week.
Like what?
So at the beginning of last week, before even getting on a plane to go to LA, we had one of the hosts from Global News, I guess, producer slash host.
A little local Toronto.
Susan Hay, she cool. She came to our office and they filmed like a segment on us and what we do in our space and like our employees. And this was, it was really cool.
Yeah, we had a little news segment. And then we like literally that day jet set it to LA.
Yeah.
And then jet set it home.
I had so many people, I always find this funny, like so many people in my personal life who had seen the global news segment message me and was like, wow, that's so cool. Like, you're doing such awesome things. You're on Global News, which is like a Toronto news station.
No offense.
And no, it's like, it is cool. But then in comparison to the fact that the next day we got on a flight to go to LA to work with like one of like kind of one of the largest YouTubers.
Yeah. Or a couple weeks ago we were doing Strahan and Sarah in Times Square.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're very blessed. That's a long story short.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very long week, but I think I can speak on behalf of both of us that we are happy to be home and like slightly back in a slightly regular schedule program.
Yes, I know. It was great to like go to bed at a regular time and wake up at a normal time. Like, I need my routine and it's clutch to have it back.
In your own house with your own dog.
Yeah, exactly. It was everything.
Yeah, but make sure if you guys haven't seen the vlog already from last week that you go check that out on The Sorry Life.
Which this podcast will also be on, if you guys didn't know that. We now film them.
Yeah.
So be on the same channel. So if you're already on this channel, just like click to the vlog we're talking about. Mm. So easy for you.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Favorite person or thing or anything that's been like occupying your mind this week?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Also this week, I felt very validated.
Why?
Validated. I felt validated because my landlord, who is questionable, this is my personal landlord, not the office landlord. Obviously, we have lots of landlords in our lives. So he was trying to sell my apartment or like re-rent it, right? And he had old photos up of the apartment and it wasn't like he wasn't getting any bites.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in LA, he came in, took new photos of the apartment, which like was totally okay. I told him he could come in and posted it. And now he's like, okay, now I'm getting bites. And he was able to list it for more money. So I was just like, wow, I did that.
Yeah.
Like my styling and like really the only thing that's different is styling and like a little bit of a paint job, but not that much is different. And now he can rent it for more money, which, like, you're welcome, landlord. So, anyways, he was like, I'm going to pay you for, like, decorating the apartment and being great. And I was like, wow, I am a designer. Like, now I was didn't know if I was, but now I'm kind of like, it's proven that I am.
Yeah, and he's going to buy some pieces off of you, right, that you put in the space?
Yeah, I was like, I don't need this at my new house. Mm-hmm. So I was like, it works so well in the space because, like, a lot of the things I did in that space were customized for the space. So, yeah, I'm going to, like, sell them to him. So now he's going to give me, like, just lots of money. Like, not that much. Like, $100 for this thing. And then, like, I didn't ask for $200 just for, like, being, he said, like, being cooperative and making the place look nice. I was like, okay.
I guess some people probably leave, like, places in a huge mess, and then they have to go show it to tenants and be like, oh, trust me, like, it's just messy. It'll be nice when you live there.
Yeah, it's true. I guess that's, like, key. You should always have nice photos of your place, right? Because you could, like, show them the photos and be like, don't worry. Like,
it could look nice.
It's just the current tenant has bad taste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was
favorite thing to happen this week.
I mean, it was kind of just nice to wake up to today.
That's awesome.
What about you?
Favorite thing I've been thinking about this week or person. Random. I have a music obsession that I've been listening to this week.
Oh, I haven't had one of those in a while.
I know. And this is an old one, too. Do you know who Grimes is? She's a female.
Everybody else is nodding their head. Okay.
Yeah.
I will
check it. Do
you ever
have those moments where you, like, remember a song from years ago?
Yeah. And you're like,
what was that song? Why did I love it? And yeah. I, like, found that song, and it was a Grimes song. And then I, like, found the whole album that it was from. And it's, like, from 2015. It's, like, fairly old.
Oh.
Yeah. And I just started playing it again. And it's, like, all I've been listening to. And it's really good. It's called Art Angels. You guys should listen to it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's been my thing.
We love discovering new music.
Exactly. I don't even know. She's probably still making music. I don't know any of her new stuff.
I know we, like, went down a little hole about this. Maybe it was on a podcast or maybe it was just us in the office. But, like, JoJo or, like, oh, that other girl, like, Sky. Sky Sweetnum. Oh, my God.
All those Canadian people will know because she was on, like, what was it? Family Channel.
Yeah. Speaking of people that came back that are really great, although I guess you're saying Grimes didn't really come back. You just, like, rediscovered.
Yeah.
Her? Like, them?
Her.
It?
Her.
They? Okay. Ali and AJ. They were, like, our childhood, and they came back. And they came back with some really good music, so.
That's awesome.
Check out them. Oh, wait, speaking of music, I mean, maybe I could talk about this next week, but I'll just, like, spoiler, going to see Lizzo next week. And we're going to see Dodie. This week.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Full of, like, so many music experiences.
I know.
Where's Dodie playing again?
Danforth, I think.
Danforth.
I...
We're all going to go to the... East End.
Whoop, whoop. Be so excited.
I say we all because I think who is going? Us four. Yes. The ladies of the office.
Ladies night.
Hey. Wait, speaking of nights for the group, maybe I shouldn't say this because it could be like a semi-surprise for the office.
What is it?
Okay.
Claire's just laughing.
I'm like, do I want this to be a surprise? Okay, there's a certain activity nearby our office that just opened up.
Oh, they know.
And it'd be Claire doesn't know. and it would be fun to go, I think. We should all, like, leave early, like, a little early one day.
And do it.
And just, like, go. But it has to be Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday because Nick is only here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So... That would be fun. We can do that.
I mean, that's a big cliffhanger for the listeners, but when we go do it, we can talk about it.
Oh, my God, guys, you have to make sure I was about to tell you, but you know what? How about you just subscribe and make sure you subscribe to the podcast and the vlog channel, and then you'll definitely see it before anybody else.
Yeah.
Instagram if you really want to see it early.
You can go to our Twitter or Instagram, both on at the Sorry Girls, and, like, message us your guesses if you want. Right?
Yeah, sorry. I, like, kind of got caught up because I was like, Twitter.
What is Twitter?
What is Twitter?
Okay, should we get into today's topic?
Yeah. Oh, I just love when I make you come up with little theme songs, Daniela. Do-do-do. Beauty hacks.
That's it. She doesn't have to come up with it. You just sang it.
I know, but I love listening to the podcast and there's, like, extra little, like, music bits. It just makes me so happy. I love it.
We are talking about beauty hacks for the lazy / non-beauty gurus of the world.
Me.
It's funny. Like, I say me, but then, like, all, like, my friends are, like, I probably, like, the most makeup wearer of my friends because, like, I YouTube, right? But I'm, like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, right. yeah, it's true. Like, to James Charles standards, like.
I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah. If I had to talk about it, I probably sound like I know what I'm talking about.
That's
true. You probably do, too.
I guess so. Even though, like, I hate it. It's something I'm so self-conscious about. Like, I don't like doing my makeup. Or, like, when we're on TV sometimes, I'm like, yeah, sure, do my makeup. Although sometimes after, like somebody else does your makeup, you're like, ew, this doesn't look like me.
I always hate it.
I know. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know how to do it, so I want you to do it.
Right.
But it's because they do it really well for TV, but it just doesn't look like you, which is ish.
They always, this is a tangent, but like, I don't know what's up with like my face or my eye color. They always want to put the heaviest eyeshadow on me, like black eyeshadow, like all over my eyelids. And I look like crazy because I never do that. And I don't know why every time I get my makeup done, they do it. And I should tell them not to.
It's always like they either do too much or too little. Like they'll always ask what my makeup looks like because they want to make it look like you. Like they're not trying. I mean, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're like, oh, I just want to have fun because I do makeup for a living and I want to, you know, have some fun with the makeup that I'm applying to you today. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they always ask what I do, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I usually wear a lot of makeup. Mm-hmm. And then they'll put, like, so much and so much eyeshadow. I'm like, I've never worn this much eyeshadow in my life. Uh-huh. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then the last time we had it done, the girl just, like, didn't do my eyebrows at all. Like,
oh, yeah, they didn't do mine either.
And I was like, this is weird. I feel like this has become a normal thing that people just do in beauty routines, right?
Maybe it's because people leave the house with their, like, that's the only thing they do. Even though whenever you go get your makeup done, they say, like, don't put anything on.
Yeah, and I very clearly had nothing done. So I don't know. Anyways, this is a tangent about that one time.
Yeah.
So.
Long story short, it was, like, we aren't experts, but, like, might be.
I'm not an expert, but I'm particular about the way I do it.
Yeah.
And I don't like other people to do it, if that makes sense.
But this isn't just about makeup, too. This is also about just, like, other beauty things that you have to do, which is really what I'm more interested in because there's, like, grooming and then there's, like, makeup.
Yes.
And then there's, like, other little things that you can do. And I think my goal in life, this would require a lot of plastic surgery, but plastic surgery aside, my goal in life is to, like, not have to do anything every day.
Of course, yes.
Ugh. That would just be the best, wouldn't it?
That's obviously, not obviously, that would be a goal of mine too. But then when I start to like work back into what that means,
yeah,
it's a lot of these hacks you're talking about and I cannot be bothered to upkeep them.
Yeah, it's true. It's like not doing, you know, what, your eyelashes every day, not putting on mascara every day means that like once every
3 weeks,
you have to go somewhere, lay there for like over an hour. And, like, get this thing done to your eyelashes where they, like, add extensions or something. Yeah. Or it means every day adding falsies, which, yeah, that's the same thing as doing your eyelashes.
That's almost harder. Yeah. And so we can talk about these things and what we've done and what we haven't done. I think we've both done eyelash extensions. We've, like, vlogged about it.
Them done.
And I, like, don't enjoy the experience of, like, being somewhere where I can't, like, do anything. I was talking to Daniela about this a while ago. Like, it's so awful when I say it out loud, but, like, anywhere I have to be where I can't, like, be on my phone or something, I just, like, have to sit there. I hate it.
Wait, we need to get you listening to some podcasts.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess I could, like, listen to music, but yeah. I don't know. I don't like having to just sit there. It's the worst for me, so that's why I don't, like, I like having my eyelashes done after the fact, but I hate the process of getting them done. And they don't last that long. If it was like you could sit in the chair for 4 hours and they lasted a year, sign me up, baby, you know?
Yeah. I think that, I mean, I agree, the like laying there and not being able to move, that definitely triggers some anxieties in me, like being trapped. Mm-hmm. But we went to, her name was Gloria at Beloved Beauty Co. And she was so sweet. And yeah, it was a nice little experience, and I thought they were really good for, like, vacation and stuff. I got them before Bali, and I also got them again before Ireland, and I was actually looking at a photo yesterday, and David was like, you look so pretty here, and I was like, yeah, why do I look so pretty? And I was like, is it because of my eyelashes? And then he was like, no, you look happy, and I was like, oh, well, that's sweet. But, yeah, I hate, it's just, like, when they start to come out.
Yeah.
That's like really annoying because then they look very PC.
Yeah, and you're supposed to go get a fill, but like
can't.
The effort is just, it's too much for me to upkeep.
So because I realize that, and then also I think it's like I find that my lashes aren't that healthy after I get false eyelashes. So this can be our whole little eyelash section because I have some things. So after I tried eyelashes the first time, I tried a perm because I was like, oh, it's a way where it's like I don't have to get eyelash extensions, but just a way to enhance them where I don't have to do it every day. I just found that the eyelash perm was like not very helpful. If you guys don't know, that's like they like curl them. It's like a permanent curling, but like permanent as in like a couple weeks or whatever.
Yeah, how long did that last?
Yeah, I don't, it was like, I felt like it was like barely a difference. I mean, there definitely was a difference, but I almost felt like it was annoying because they were like pushed back so far.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't feel natural. I mean, I'm sure you guys didn't even like notice really one way or another. It's not like you were like, ew, your eyelashes look weird.
No, I never said that to you.
No, definitely not. But yeah, I feel like the perm I definitely didn't like. And there's different sizes you can get too. That's the other thing. They're like, do you want small, medium, or large? And you're like, well,
what does that mean?
Like the little pad that they put.
So if it's a small curl, are they like,
exactly, you have to be careful, like you have to match it to the size of your eyelash.
Because if you get the job, they shouldn't leave that decision up to you.
I know. I think I went like smaller, medium, but yeah. And then as they grow out, they start, they get like a kink.
Oh.
Because it's like, imagine having a curl, like a mini curling.
I just assumed that they just like fell over time, but they don't.
No, they'll last. They fall when your eyelashes fall out.
Oh, ew. I don't like. So then you're going to have some that are straight and some that have like a crazy kink in them.
Kind of. It's not. And then you have to make sure that they're just not that bad because you want to make sure that you don't get like a small curl, right? You want like the right size curl.
Right. This is stressing me out and I haven't even done it.
Yeah. So I don't know if I would recommend the perm. And then most recently, okay. So then after eyelash extensions, trying that, my friend recommended me Eye Envy. Mm-hmm. Anybody heard of this product? No.
Is it the lash serum?
Yeah.
That makes your eyelashes grow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That stuff works.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, maybe, like, you guys are like, oh, your eyelashes aren't even that nice. But they are nice compared to, like, right after getting lash extensions.
Oh,
and then, like,
okay.
Yeah.
I've used it, and I don't think it really worked.
Oh. Well, maybe it's, like, maybe it, like, gets you to a certain point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if your eyelashes aren't healthy, then it'll, like, get you back up there.
That's possible. Or it just reacts to different people's, yeah, like, whatever, differently.
Yeah, definitely. But I found that it works really well. I think so. I don't think it's just a placebo.
Okay.
And, yeah, you have to use it, like, every day kind of thing.
Yeah, it's, like, in a little tube.
It's just, like, you put it on almost like you would, like, liquid eyeliner. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's clear. But, yeah, I found that stuff worked really well. And then once I reinvigorated my eyelashes, then I went and got a lash tint, mm-hmm, and eyebrow tint, mm-hmm, and yeah, I think that I noticed a difference in those two, but same thing where it's like you have to go, it only lasts a couple weeks, and you have to lay there, can't do anything, eyes shut.
Yeah.
And, like, also it stung. She's like, this is normal. I'm like,
okay, yeah, I was wondering that because the only time I've ever gotten an eyelash tint, this was, like, many years ago, like, early high school.
Oh, what? I did not know this was a thing until recently.
I didn't really know either, but my mom had gone, so she was, like, she went to this, like, I don't know, like, woman's salon, and she was, like, I'm going. Do you want to come? And, like, I didn't know what it was.
Whoa.
And I was, like, okay, sure, I'll come with you. And so we went together, and, yeah, you sat in the chair, and they put, like, this black dye on your eye, right? You just sit there.
Yeah.
And I remember after, it was the worst pain. Like, it burned so bad, and I was, like, crying. And then you have this, like, black ink that's going down your face because you're crying, and it's, like, coming off.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if that, like, just because it was so many years ago, like, it's since improved, or is it still like that?
I mean, it's, like, yeah. And I have pretty sensitive eyes. Like, if I cut an onion, I'm crying, like, mm-hmm, really, really badly. So I didn't know if that was the case, but it sounds like that's just a thing. And she definitely was like, this is normal, you just have to like blink it out, like cry it out. And I'm like, yeah, what the like, this is not good for, like, no,
it can't be good for
this,
you.
Is not good for you. And then people in the comments, because I vlogged about getting them done, people were like, you can do them yourself and stuff like that. Like, I feel like they said with hair dye.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Definitely don't try that at home. Definitely do not try that.
You could do your eyebrows for sure. That you could
do. That's what they're talking about.
But I wouldn't put them anywhere near your eyeballs.
But either way, I'm just like, oh, yeah, even just eyelashes, it hurt. And she, like, really wiped it off, like, the ink and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, okay, like, open them. And I was like, oh, they're stinging. And, yeah.
Wow.
No. Yeah.
Okay, we need something good to talk about.
Okay.
Well, I guess, okay, you made me think of this when you were talking about how eyelash extensions kind of wreck your eyelashes and therefore, yeah, you have to keep doing them.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, nails.
Nails.
So this is something that I did for like many years, and I really liked doing it. I would get my nails like shellacked, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. We were both like addicted.
Yeah, you'd go like every month to do it.
Yeah.
And it lasted slightly longer than lashes did, which is great. And it was, yeah, slightly shorter than lashes did, which is why I could like tolerate it, I guess.
Yeah.
And I liked doing it, I guess. I hated sitting there during it because you can't do anything, and I always find that so boring. And all they ever have is, like, the little news station playing on the TVs.
Oh, I went to a place that always had, like, the cooking channel on? Or, like,
slightly better.
Yeah, I was like, oh, now I'm interested. Like, sometimes I was like, oh, I hope you take another, like, 10 minutes because Whoa. I just want to sit here and watch the end of the show.
Whoa. Yeah. Yeah, so, like, that I loved, but that's the same case where they say it's, like, you know, better for your nails than the gel or whatever, like the acrylic tips. But even still, after doing it, your nails become so soft and mm-hmm. delicate that you can't use them without anything on them because they're too, like, abused.
So then you have to go back and get it again.
Yeah, to, like, re-strengthen them so you can actually use your nails again.
Yeah.
And it's, like, an endless cycle that kind of traps you into doing it. And so I don't know, maybe 6 months ago I stopped doing it. The last time I got it done was when we did Nikki and Gabby's house.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how long ago that was.
I think it was March. But I think same thing. Like, we both got shellac. And also just, like, on camera, it looked better. And
yeah.
I don't know if, like, we just changed, but also at the same time, trends kind of changed. I feel like it was, like, less required almost.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like back in the day it was like, like, empty nails, like, mm-hmm. how dare you? That's crazy. It doesn't look good on camera. Also, now we don't do as close-ups on our hands, I feel like.
That's true.
All of our videos used to literally just be, we would film, like, our hands overhead, and then we would just, like, talk through what happened. Mm-hmm. And now they're just, it's way
wider.
But yeah, I even see, like, old photos and, like, videos of me with painted nails, and I'm like, that looks weird to me. I'm like, that's like not who I am anymore. I think my breaking point was, so there's, like, what, you have, like, shellac.
Yep.
And then, well, there's acrylic nails, which is, like, fake nails, shellac, and then there was dip.
Dip powder, yep.
Dip powder, which Becky's like, oh, it's better for you. And I'm like, okay, let me try it. And I went to a really shitty place, and they literally made me look like I had chiclets on my fingers. And I, like, couldn't even sleep that night because I was just like, what? Like, I felt like some weird alien.
And I felt so bad because I had given it, like, such a good review because I did like it. Like, I had, like, partway through my nail journey, I switched to dip because I liked it way better than shellac. It, like, kind of is better for your nails. It's easier to take off. So I was like, you'll love it. It'll be great.
Yeah. And I mean, this is how we find beauty trends and products, right? It's either you're, like, watching YouTube videos, and we can talk about this more later about how we find things. But definitely friend recommendations is a huge way how you're going to find out about, like, new products and stuff like that. So, yeah, I tried it. And I just went to, like, a not very good person. And I was even saying, I'm like, I think these should be, like, thinner. Like, you're supposed to, like, file them in between. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of, like, confident at what she was doing. And I was like, hey. And I literally went back in the morning. And I also had to pay to take them off, which was so irksome. I shouldn't even have to pay for the first time, let alone to get them removed. It's because – and then also I didn't know enough about – like, I've never had them before. So I wasn't able to be like, no. Otherwise, I would have just been like, no, take these off.
Wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know – what was wrong. I was like, this doesn't look good, so I don't think it's right. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that totally traumatized me, and I don't think I ever got my nails done after that. Now I'll get like nail strengthener on it just to, like, clean up my cuticles or something.
Just get a manicure.
Yeah, and I'll get my toes done because that's a whole different story.
Oh, I stopped doing that too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, little naked toesies.
Bye-bye, I know. But now I find, like, I have to, like, like you're saying, upkeep because, like, there's no color to distract, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. you need, like, your actual nails to look nice.
Yeah.
But I still feel, it's crazy, even months after quitting, my nails are still breaking. Like, they need time to, like, completely regrow.
Oh, yeah.
To be healthy, which is sad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I did that to you.
Sorry, babies. Also, you can take, like, different vitamins and stuff.
Yeah.
It's all about your diet, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, I'm not saying I'll never do it again because I definitely wasn't just doing it because it was trendy. Like, I liked getting my nails done. Mm-hmm. It was, like, a fun thing to do.
I feel like you've gotten some things, like little jewelsy things on it.
Yeah, oh, that I just did myself. I just, like, super glued, like, nail designs.
Super glue?
Well, like nail glue. But
oh my gosh.
It is super glue.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
The little, like, nail, like, designs on it and just put clear over it, but, like, that's not really wrecking your nails too badly, so that's okay.
When super glue is, like, less bad for your nails than shellac, are you kidding me?
I think the biggest problem with it, and, like, I'm not a scientist or an expert, so, like, I could be wrong, but I think it's because it's suffocating your nails and they can't get oxygen, so therefore they get weak.
Little nails.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about even more beauty hacks because I think we still have some more tips, tricks, things that we do and don't do anymore. So let's take a quick break.
We have a super exciting partner for this week's podcast. It's HelloFresh. You guys have probably heard of it, but if you haven't, HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that basically shops, plans, and preps your dinner for you.
I really enjoy HelloFresh because I get to try new and exciting recipes, but it's also super easy because of the step-by-step instructions.
Yes, I had this grilled halloumi recipe that was so good, life-changing. I would super recommend.
For 50% off your first box of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.ca/Sorry50 and enter promo code Sorry50. That's 50% off your first box at HelloFresh.ca/Sorry50 with the promo code, guess it?
Sorry50.
Okay, let's talk about more things we've tried. Have you done a spray tan?
I have, yeah.
Oh my God, I love spray tans. Are they good for us?
Well, it's like chemicals. But I don't know.
I always like, they always say they're organic. And I go to a place that like all of their stuff, like their sunscreens and everything is organic. So I'm like, this is okay?
Does your spray tan place, like, does it smell like spray tan after you do it? Do you have like that spray tan smell?
Oh, good question. I feel like I do, but it's not that strong.
Yeah. See, I've gotten them done like two or three times and only for like special occasions.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan. Of spray tans. Like after you do it, you have that like chemically smell kind of, and you can't touch it for like 24 hours and it starts to develop and it gets really dark, right? Yeah. And you kind of look crazy until you take a shower.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, it just like, it gets patchy when it wears off sometimes.
Yeah. You definitely like, there's some upkeep that comes to spray tan, but I do think overall I like them and I think it's worth it if you do have like a special event or something, or you know, you're going somewhere and you're like, oh wow, it's Canada. I look like Canada.
I guess that's the thing for most of these things is like, for one-off like special events, they're great,
but like an everyday thing,
I don't think I could have the lifestyle where you need to just upkeep it every couple weeks for all of these things, because they all have different expiry dates.
Yeah,
so like imagine if you had to, like, I know a lot of people do and that's like mad respect, but like to plan your schedule around like,
yeah,
this week it's nails, this week it's spray tan
hair. I can't even like,
I know I get a haircut like twice a year and I'm like, this is such a bother.
Oh my god, like right now I'm like, oh, I need a haircut and like a dye so bad, but I'm like, I want to try to find a new place that's closer to me because I always have to travel so far for it, and I'm just like, oh, I'm overwhelmed. Oh my god, speaking of things I need to do, I saw that you sent me like a dentist recommendation.
Oh yeah. It's the site that like finds you good dentists in your area, and we were talking about going to the dentist.
I literally like opened my mail and it's like, Becky like recommended you this, and I was like, wow. But it's because my retainer broke on my like my permanent retainer, and I was like, I need to find a new dentist. Same thing where I was like, I have a dentist but I don't like love them, so thanks for the recommendation, Becky.
You're welcome. Here's what should be on the list and what I should care more about is a dentist. We were just talking about this and I was like, I really need to go because I haven't been in so long, and like that's obviously way more important than like getting your nails done, because you know you only have one set of teeth, right?
And you have health benefits.
Exactly.
You don't have nail benefits.
Nail benefits. I can't claim my nails.
Or a spray tan. But yeah, I think I do enjoy the spray tan. Mm-hmm. In the place I went, like they felt, made me feel very like, oh, this is your first time, no problem.
Yeah.
And I've gone like a couple times now. And yeah. What was I was gonna say after that? Oh yeah. I don't know enough about these, but I heard that my friend is using like tanning drops in her just everyday moisturizer.
Okay.
You heard about these, Daniela? You're shaking your head. Yes.
I feel like that would be a thing.
Right? So it's like it turns any cream that you're using already into a self-tanner, which is cool because then you're not buying like this other random cream.
That's true, actually.
And then it's, yeah, you can probably like add as much as you want to make it the color you want. I love that.
What was that stuff we used to use? Was it Jergens? Do you remember that? Like that stuff was so good. I don't know if they still sell it.
I think they do. I still have some for sure. Probably should not use
that's
that.
That's prob expired for sure.
Yeah, prob expired for sure.
Yeah, it was this like lotion that looks like lotion. You rub it in and then it develops into like a tan. But it's different than like the rub-on tans, which I've tried too. I don't know if you have. they like go on really dark and you really have to strong. Put them on very evenly, but yeah. the Jergens stuff was a little more safe.
Yeah, it was just like, it felt more like tinted moisturizer versus like self tanner.
Exactly, yeah. That stuff was good.
Man, I bet there's so many YouTube videos that I just like can't spend time watching.
It's true.
About best self tanner. Who has time for this stuff? Guys, I was trying to buy like a carry-on bag the other day, like a duffel bag. Mm-hmm. And I just like, literally the entire night was spent like looking up reviews, comparing them. I have like all my tabs open. I'm like, I hate this. And I'm trying to find ones that are like not eco-friendly, but like, you know, not the worst. It's just, mm-hmm. it was so much.
Yeah, even as we're talking about all these things, I just like can imagine people saying like, oh, it's because you're like doing it wrong, or you're not doing the latest thing. Like, it's gotten so much better, you just don't know. And it's like, you are probably right, but who has time like to be on top of all this stuff? Like, I don't.
It's because you need to have friends that are like experts.
It's true.
In all different aspects.
And I'm probably the beauty expert out of my friends, which is not saying much.
That's not helpful. That's to us.
Not helpful.
We need you to be like the YouTube expert or like the plant expert.
That's true.
Or the puppy expert.
Need to get like a beauty guru.
I know.
That can tell us all of these things.
Ariana, the one like tan drop.
Tan drop girl.
Tan drop girl. Ariana, I love you. Yeah, she's like definitely up and up on her beauty trends.
Okay, we'll tell her to pass that on to the whole office.
Yeah, she can come in.
She needs a monthly email that she sends out.
Oh my God.
Here's what you should be trying this month. Here's where to get it.
There's definitely like, that's the thing. Like, there are blogs like that, but it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, but I need an unbiased blog, because how many of these beauty blogs are like sent affiliate products links. And they're just like, well, it's yeah. good. I got sent it for free. Try it.
Oh my God. That's a great name for a beauty blog.
Unbiased beauty blog?
Yeah.
That sounds good. Good alliteration.
Unbiased beauty. Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to go somewhere with that.
Okay. Oh, something I've never done, microblading.
Oh, yeah, same.
I know Danielle in our office has done it. And her brows look fleeky.
Fleeky.
Are we still saying that anymore? I don't know.
We're going to today. Fleeky, fleeky.
I just watched, this is a random segue, but there's a YouTube channel, and I forget which one it is, one of those like mini doc YouTube channels, and they do a series called like Behind the Meme.
Oh, okay.
Where they like interview the people that like started famous memes.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and they did the one about the girl that did the eyebrows on Fleek, like, song thing was where that all came from.
Wait, so Fleek stemmed from eyebrows on Fleek?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why we can say it.
Like, I think so, but it was also kind of unclear in that video whether she made it up or she's just like, you know, it was a word, so I put it with my eyebrows.
Oh.
It was unclear, I'll be honest. But yeah, she was just like, I don't know, I just said it in there. It was a Vine or something, and it went viral. And now she's like starting her own like hair extension line. It's really cool.
Wow.
I know.
Also, can we just take in how many things started with Vine?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is this platform no longer here? So many things started with Vine.
There's so many iconic Vines that I like go back and rewatch, and it just makes me happy.
It's going to be so hard to explain to children, like, this stemmed from this thing that was here for like 3 years.
It's true. All the
so
like
weird
lingo and funny things we say all came from Vine.
Yeah. That's weird to think about. Yeah, I think brow tinting, doing the brow tint, was like my baby step into microblading.
Yeah. But I don't know if I ever would. Like, I don't mind doing my brows. Like, it doesn't bother me to do them.
Yeah.
And I'm just always like, okay, I don't want to say too much because you had yours done. But my honest thought is like, think about how much brows have changed in like the last like couple decades.
Yeah.
Like what was cool.
Yeah.
So,
but it's not permanent.
It's not permanent. How many is 3 years? How many? Two to three years?
Okay. Oh, years?
Yeah.
I thought it was like months.
No.
Yeah.
It's like closer to it, in between a tattoo and like something that's less permanent.
Yeah. Well, as long as they're getting bigger, then you're fine.
That's true.
It's just if it become like no brows or like pencil brows, which definitely were a thing, become a thing. Pencil as in like really thin. That's your only problem, because then you'd have like bigger brows. But
I guess the two to three year thing is a little bit like relieving, you know?
Totally. But I mean, I don't have any tattoos, so that'd be like it's just like a lot.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know. Jury's still out on that one for me.
I know, but that would be helpful.
Yeah,
and lots of people do it, but it's kind of like all these different things. It's like, what is it okay? Because that one is like a little bit more in depth than invasive. I don't even know, like eyelash tinting, you could be like, oh yeah, you know how you have like insert bad thing here, it's like because of your eyelash tint.
Yeah.
Like chemical.
Oh, you know an interesting one that's not on our list here that I've seen people do is tattoo freckles. Ew. I know you be freckly as you are, so don't need. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's interesting.
I know. And then when I first heard about this, I was like, because, you know, it's, like, the one thing that I literally had growing up and was made fun of for.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it's, like, now people are getting, like, freckles for it, and like, tattooed. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's, like, when glasses became cool.
Yeah.
And people were wearing glasses without actually having prescription in them, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Because I had to, like, grow up with glasses, and they were, like, not cool and not comfortable and not fun to wear.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, you're wearing them for funsies? Okay.
Yeah. But I get why people were doing freckles. It's because, like, it just makes your makeup overall, I think, look more natural.
Yeah.
But also, it's, like, I see through that, James Charles. It's, like, the biggest eye ever, like the most perfect skin, and then just like,
yes,
lots of freckles. I'm like, mm-hmm.
I think it probably works better with natural makeup, because the benefit of it is if you have any like natural discoloration or like any acne or anything, the pimples just make it all look, or
the freckles
make it all look like everything is freckles, and it makes your skin look clearer overall. I think
ironically I never got pimples growing up, yet I had the freckles to cover them.
Watch, like, acne's going to become trendy in the next couple years, and we're all going to be watching.
I mean, it actually kind of is. Like, Emma Chamberlain is like, I'm out here.
No makeup. It's a brand.
No makeup.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think we talked a lot about what we maybe don't do anymore.
Oops.
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 What is your current routine like? What do you do?
Ugh. Well, first of all, I don't like doing it. Sometimes I do, actually. But I think I just feel bad for my skin sometimes, even though I have good skin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just like, my poor little eyes. I'm putting all this mascara on them.
Right.
But yeah, I actually need to go to Sephora today because I'm running out of some makeup. And I don't know about, where do you buy your makeup?
Sephora.
Sephora, yeah. I honestly just go there and then I talk to the people there. Because the same thing as like ask your friends about products and stuff like that. I go there and I'm like, hey, like, let's recommend me some options. And then I tell them like cruelty free and stuff. And then they can kind of like curate it for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't even know the name of these products. Like, is it foundation? I guess so. Like some foundation, a little bit under eye concealer. And then I haven't been using liquid eyeliner recently. I've just been doing like mascara and like just one random shade of eyeshadow, whether it's like a little blush color or like a tan color.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try to do like some kind of like contoury color on my cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
But no intense like contours, like, you know how,
yeah,
sometimes it's like you look like you're a warrior and then you like blend it out.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I'd like, that's like too much for me because I would screw that up. Yeah, and then just like maybe something to moisturize my lips just so I feel moisturized.
Yeah, that's true. Do you do brows anymore then, since
I do brows. Oh yeah, the tint I'm sure is either not working anymore, or even from the beginning it wasn't that strong because it doesn't like fill in.
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
Yeah, I think it kind of depends too, like if you are blonde and you want like black eyebrows then it would really work, but mm-hmm. if you're kind of just like, oh, I want them to be like just slightly darker, then I don't think it really works that well.
Yeah, because in my case my hair is already super dark, so I don't have an issue with that. I just need to like fill them in.
Yeah, which it doesn't really fill in. It would only like make what's already there a different color.
Yeah, so that's where the microblading would come into place.
Yeah. So I use just like Anastasia, like the dip.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I use that one too.
Yeah, I know the little individual pencils are, I really liked them and I find them really easy to use, but the problem I came with is that they just go by so quickly, so
yes.
You're spending so much money, like literally that dip, it'll dry up faster than I can use it.
Okay, I went to Sephora and I said this exact thing to one of the ladies and I was like, I love the pencils, but like they go by, like I use them so quickly. And she was like, oh, that's weird, like mine usually lasts like so long, like a half a year. And
liar.
I'm glad that someone else has this problem too, because I thought I was just like using way too much.
I can
something.
Literally use it like in, I don't remember, it's been a long time since I've used them, but like I feel like weeks.
Yeah,
like 3 weeks and it would be gone.
I know.
When again, that dip thing, which is like pretty much the same price, would last me, it would dry up before I could finish using it, which was a whole nother thing. And then same thing, she was like, oh yeah, I can get to the bottom of my like dip pencil or dip brow gel mm-hmm. stuff, and she was like, maybe like make sure you're putting the lid on more, because
like, yeah, I am, but
I know, super annoying. But yeah, just like,
that's interesting.
that's the pretty much the main reason why I use the gel, because it just, it's so much more cost effective, and then it's a lot better too that you're not using all these like plastic tubes of
brow pencil. And they're so expensive. Well, like, decently expensive to replace all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was annoying.
Yeah. So I'm going to go to Sephora today and, like, talk to them. And then, okay, I might try to do this thing where I'm making double of my makeup pouch, like, routine kit. Because I want one where I can just, like, leave at home, and one that I can leave, like, either in my car, in my bag, or here at the office.
Yeah.
So that I'm not shuttling it back and forth every time. And then I was thinking that it's going to be expensive to buy duplicates of everything. But maybe I can make, like, little, like, sample sizes.
Yeah. Or you can get a lot of Sephora stuff comes in sample sizes at, like, the checkout.
Yeah. But then that doesn't really save you money in the long term, because the sample sizes are, like, a little bit more expensive, like, per milliliter, if we're really getting into it.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. I even checked today at the office, because we have, like, a drawer just of random containers for, like, these little just, like, metal tins from, like, tea and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That I can just, like, squirt some foundation into and then use that. Anyways, I might just, like, buy things now, but then as I get containers, keep them so that next time I need to, like, refresh my kit,
yeah,
I don't have to buy two of things. I can just kind of, like, squirt some in.
Yeah, just make sure the lids screw on really well.
Yes, that is definitely
dry
key.
Dry out.
Yeah. What about you? What's your makeup routine look like? I love that video that you did, the cruelty-free makeup when you went through your bag.
That was really eye-opening, actually. It's an older-ish video. If you guys want to check it out, we can link it. But I really wanted, like, my makeup specifically to be cruelty-free, because it's such an easy change and kind of a no-brainer. Like, so many brands now are. So, like, it's just, for me, it was just like, why not? Why not do it?
There's so many options.
Yeah. So I went through it and replaced things that were not cruelty-free to things that are. And that's been easy. Like, it's like, it's been easy. It hasn't even been, like, anything that's affected my life, really. Now, just when I go to Sephora and if I'm thinking to get anything new, I just look online to see what it is.
Yeah.
And that affects my decision. But, like, I'm such, like, a person of habit that I've been using the same types of products for so long.
Yeah.
Because if it works, like, it works. And I just replace it. I don't.
True.
Because there's so many things that I've tried that I don't like. Or, like, I found it so hard to match my right shade of concealer that when I found one that is great, I just keep buying it.
Yeah.
And I don't mess with it. Because also, now my skin's been a lot better, but when I was, like, a couple years younger, maybe in college, I, like, had really sensitive skin. And a lot of things would break me out. So I also had to be really careful about that. So when I found something that didn't irritate my skin, I stick with it.
New staple, yeah. Exactly. I got really overwhelmed with mascaras recently. Like, I felt like I was just trying a bunch of different ones and I wasn't finding one that I loved. Yeah, well, along with cruelty-free, I mean, I also look at the packaging, because some makeup is so extra. I mean, I love Tarte and they've sent us stuff and I really do enjoy Tarte products. And, like, they're vegan, I think, or most of their stuff is vegan.
Yeah, I think so.
As well as cruelty-free, because apparently those aren't the same thing.
No.
Which is crazy. But yeah, they have, like, sometimes really excessive packaging. Like, one of their mascaras has, like, I feel like a fake leather pouch. You know which one I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, that's the one I use.
Yeah, it's like, that's so random.
It is really,
like,
random.
Like, can you just not, Tarte? Just, like, keep it, like, low key. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sephora also has this thing. Have you seen it? It's like a check mark. It's like certified clean at Sephora.
Oh, I don't know.
Where Sephora, like, personally vets that products are, like, made clean and sustainable.
Oh, great. Cool.
Which is cool. I don't know if it's sustainable, but it's, like, not, like, it's cruelty-free and maybe vegan.
Mm.
But it's cool. It's a good thing to check for.
This podcast is not sponsored by Sephora.
But, like, sponsor me, because it's so expensive. Like, oh, my God. That's the one thing that kills me, is makeup is so expensive.
Yeah, makeup is, I think, if you guys don't know this, it's, like, one of the most
marked up things.
As in, it does not cost that much to make that powder. But
no, they're gonna cents it costs to make it.
Yeah, which is really, I mean, yeah, just brings me back to, can we wear less makeup?
I know, right? I really don't, like, on weekends, I don't wear much makeup.
Yeah.
And the thing about bringing makeup back and forth, like, I leave my makeup here pretty much all week. Yeah. Because when I get home, I just take it off. And whatever, if I have to do things, then I don't need to put it back
on.
Yeah,
you don't wear makeup. I know.
It helps, right, to wear it less. I feel like my skin thanks me for it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have a quick speed round of beauty trends. Would you follow them or would you not follow them?
Through the decades, right?
Through the decades. Okay, 2019, fluffy brows, yay or nay?
Yay, but I don't think I can pull them off. Okay, probably no.
Okay. Highlight for days. I mean,
Yeah.
Glossy eyelids. I haven't seen too much of this, but
they're really cool. I just haven't really experimented with it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it would be sticky to blink.
Right?
But I don't know.
I think I would like the look of it, but I don't like the feel. Coffin and almond-shaped nails.
I mean, yeah, that's how my nails were, both of those kinds.
I can't do that anymore because I don't have fake nails.
Yeah.
No makeup makeup. I mean, hell yes. I'm all for that.
Yes.
Fake freckles.
I mean, I've done it. It's fun. But you have to, I think, like you're saying, you have to make it sort of believable if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
I think.
Definitely. Yeah, I've enhanced my freckles, especially after you put on, like, some color correcting like foundation. You're like, my freckles to go.
Exactly.
That's what I say whenever I go into Sephora. I'm just like, give me something that won't cover my freckles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, going backwards in time, crimped hair.
I wouldn't. Is this what we would do now or if we have done it in the past?
I think it's like, would you do it now?
Because
things come back in style.
I don't think so.
Dude, I would try it. It'd be fun. Blue eyeshadow.
If I could make it work, sure. But when I think of in this context, like that really bright blue, probably not.
Oh my God. Speaking of bright, frosty eyeshadows and lips.
Oh my goodness.
No.
No. I think of Britney Spears.
Oh my God. Skinny brows.
No.
Not here for it right now. Visible lip liner. I feel like the Kardashians like still kind of do this.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah. I try. No. No. Body glitter. I mean,
I
did do that recently. It was at a disco party, but still. Nude lips. Oh my God, I remember this.
Yes, I need to find the name of it. There was this lip gloss that MAC sold. It was called like baby something. I don't know. It was like the most bright pink, like not bright, like the most nude pink.
Okay.
But it made your lips like almost white.
Yeah.
And it was like the thing that all the girls had in high school.
Nude lips. Remember we would put like foundation on your lips.
Yes, because nude lips now mean something different than nude lips back then did.
Yeah,
I think.
Nude lips was like non-existent lips.
Yeah, like
now it's like, oh, just like a different color, like subtle,
like a brown.
Yeah. That's so funny. I forgot about them until right now. Baby buns. I mean,
like little baby spice buns.
Yeah, all of it. Yes,
cute.
Yeah. Going back to the 80s, heavy blush.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Heavy eyeliner. I mean, I try not to.
Yeah, these are all like maybe for a look, for an event, for but a like look. Not every day, no.
What about faux beauty marks?
I would do it like in conjunction with the faux frecs if I was doing them.
The faux frecs and the faux beauty marks.
But I wouldn't just like stick a Marilyn Monroe on my face.
Okay. Okay, in the 70s, there was feathered bangs. I feel like I'm, like, accidentally kind of bringing that back.
Oh, yeah, I love those. Like, Farrah Fawcett hair. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Like, curtain bangs.
I definitely had a mullet, too. This is when I was a kid, though. And I would not do it on purpose.
No, I wouldn't bring that back.
Headbands straight across the forehead.
Oh, I remember doing that in high school, like, grade 9.
Headbands?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually remember that, too. Almost, like, and sometimes over your hair, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, a jewel thing, kind of.
I remember, do you remember Lights, like the singer?
Yes.
She did that, and that was like inspiring to me.
Wow. What a little trip down memory lane. It's so crazy when you think about it. You forget all these things. All right. So thank you guys for that little beauty episode. That was really fun. I feel like it's like good to talk about.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to talk about the lighter things, you know, because like it's kind of relatable, right? Like we all.
I'm definitely relatable.
Sort
I'm
of
sure
experienced
a lot
like
of
that.
Us wear some kind of product. But we do have some emails. Thank you guys for sending in your emails. If you have something that you want to talk about, mention, or bring up to us, you can send in your email at podcast@thesorrygirls.com.
That's right. Okay. I'm going to read the first one.
I saw Austin's name, so you should definitely read it.
And we can discuss. Okay. Okay. This comes from Marissa from Wisconsin. She says, "Hi, girls. I know that this podcast was from a few weeks back, but I completely relate to Becky and Austin's love story." Cute. "My boyfriend and I went to high school together but never talked. We knew each other, but it never went further than that. It wasn't until the beginning of our junior year of college," which we didn't go to the same college, but we were friends on Facebook because of high school, "that we finally connected. It was my 21st birthday, and he DM'd me on Facebook saying happy birthday. Now we are 1 year later, and it's been amazing. Oh, I love that Becky has such a similar story to me because it makes me truly believe in the right timing. I love you girls so much. I watch your YouTube channel, both vlogs and DIY, and just recently started getting into your podcast. Have a great day. Thank you.
Wow, that's so sweet.
That is so cute. It's nice to hear that other people, like, had that experience, too.
Yeah, I was like, this is, like, a very similar story.
Yeah, that is so cute. Oh, wishing you guys all the best. That's really cute.
Aw, thanks for writing in. Okay, I will read this next one. I love how even the font is different. It makes it feel very authentic.
Different emails.
Okay. Hey, Sorry Girls Squad. First, I'm a big, big, big fan of everything that you guys have been creating and are working on. It's so exciting to see all of the new things that you put out and fan favorite series that come back for more seasons. Please keep doing what you're doing. Thank you. We will try. Second, this is my idea for a good networking in first conversation with someone that you admire professionally. We are definitely talking about this last week about...
how to start a conversation with somebody.
Yeah. Coming from your not so experts, Kelsey and Becky. I think complimenting a specific video, if they're a YouTuber, or another project that they did that you really enjoyed. Creators always love to hear that someone likes their work and that their effort is appreciated, and being specific lets them know that you really do keep up with what they are doing. Yeah, that's totally a thing, because we've been to events and people have come up to us and we kind of like, I think that we can tell when people don't know who we are. Like, they might maybe recognize us, or maybe they saw somebody else take a photo with us. But when somebody's like, oh, I liked this video, or like even just like saying our name, like there's just a lot of people that, you know, would come up and say hi and take a photo with you without knowing who you are, which is, that's okay too. But yeah, if you really want to, I guess, make an impression, then saying like, oh, I loved your like thrift flip, it's like, oh yeah, okay, you know me and you know our videos.
Yeah, I agree.
So an example they provided is, your editing style is so seamless. It's so evident that you put a lot of effort and yourself into your content. I related so much to your last post because I am also going through blank. That's a really good
one. That's a good one. I like that one. Yeah. It starts a conversation.
Oh, that would totally make me be like, hi, yes, let's talk.
Yes.
And you always have fresh new ideas and you execute them so well. Wow, those were beautiful.
Yeah, that's really good. I like that second last one because it's not just something that could like just be answered by, oh, thank you.
Yeah,
it's like starts a conversation.
Yeah, if you really want to get in there,
that's good. So I smart. Like that.
It could potentially be a little fangirly, as you guys put it, but if you focus on something in their work that you think they did really well, I believe the message will be more professional / admiration / support vibes, and less, oh my god, I know everything about you and I'm in love with you crazy vibes.
Yes, that's the line I'm trying to like figure out how to walk, you know.
Yeah, it's true. And we are all like humans and we're all equals. Like,
yeah, if I'm going through it, like no doubts those people that I'm speaking about have gone through it too. So
That's my two cents. Hope it helps in future awkward social situations. Nervous laughing along with you from Lincoln, Nebraska in the U.S. Wait, this is also Marissa?
Whoa, Marissa from another state.
Whoa, hold on. That can't be.
That is.
It's a thing.
Thanks to all the Marissas who have emailed us. You guys are amazing.
Oh my god. Thank you guys for tuning in today to this week's podcast. If you have any letters to the editor
to the host
you can send that to podcast@thesorrygirls.com. thank you guys for subscribing to everywhere you hear this podcast.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. We will see you next week.
And see you next week. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Bye guys.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I'm quitting.